We funded that continuation level of 2,616,000. Under rural development grants, the original house figure was 1,300,000. The compromise figure is 2,300,000.
What line is that?
Mr. Chairman, that is on page 47, line 7.
Community planning assistance. The house figure was 1,647,500. The compromise number is 3,800,000. We added in the CZM funds and agency receipts. Under the Office of the Commission, the house figure was 266,300. The compromise figure was 566,300. Added in 300 for the Alaska Legal Services. Under CZM, the house original figure was 0. We added in 3,888,000, of which the only general funds was 451,000. We restores the CZM program. Was that the correct general fund number on it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that is the correct number. You'll notice that the federal receipts have declined. I believe that is the result of a better estimate of the federal fund. The general fund remains the same as the original budget.
Did it require just the same amount of general funds to receive the lesser amount of federal funds?
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding that the original budget came over from the governor's office. They overestimated the federal funds. This is, in fact, the correct number. It was the request we here in the college of the shortfall.
Is there any further questions on this? We've got one more category to go through.
If the, if I could go ahead on CBN, federal, receipts turn out to be more. Are we also including in here the authorization to receive those extra federal funds, or if there were more, would we have to appropriate more general fund receipts?
Mr. Chairman, you would not have to appropriate more general funds. I don't believe you could go through the budget on a committee.
Okay.
Okay.
Any further questions?
But no, let me make sure I understand this. If there are more federal funds, we'd have to approve an RP, or do we state that these programs could receive? Are we appropriating the excess federal funds as we do in some cases?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is that those federal funds were never really expected. That is an error that came over the governor's budget.
Thank you. Jay? The last one we have to take up tonight is the transportation. Would you go through the, due to the different changes in there, would you go through the changes, Mr. Hogan?
Mr. Chairman, the first one's on page 39. Where the salary increased money for the department was added in the commissioner's office. The amount is $4,758,600. That shows on lines 8 through 11. And the second change is just below that, on lines 21-22, where it references a $2 million maintenance and operations contingency that was added in the administration allocation for maintenance and operations. Both of these add-ins contain language, the first one authorizing the commissioner to transfer money throughout the department to pay all salary increases, and the second one authorizing the director of maintenance and operations to transfer the money into regions as required for maintenance and operation purposes.
On this and on the other cases where we're adding the new salaries in, are we fully funding all the positions that we're authorizing?
That's correct. This, the salary money being added in, Mr. Chairman, is the amount that came over in the backup for the governor's original salary increase bill. So I would say, if anything, we are probably putting back some more money than there are positions.
But in regard to the intent language that was carried with the, that was discussed with House Bill 685, where we said we'd give them, we'd fund them to the extent that they'd have to let people go in order to pay all the employees. That intent is being disregarded in the funding of
This is putting the funding in to make, in effect, to make that amendment unnecessary. Mr. Chairman, the next change is on page 41. It shows up in lines 14 through 17. It's labeled a funding adjustment, and what it is taking the net income from the Highway Working Capital Fund and removing it, taking that net income and appropriating that for working capital expenses, and taking a like sum out of the general fund requirement. This has the effect of relieving the general fund burden throughout the entire budget of $6,500,000.
This particular fund has always been a slush fund, and last year we had an extra $6.5 million in this particular fund. Is that correct?
81, yes. So that is accomplished by that section, line 15, 14 through 17. In the design and construction budget, which begins on line 17 on page 42, and going all the way through and through line 10 on page 44, the governor's amended figure has been accepted. Governor's revised. And the final change.
How much more did you put into design and construction?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's about $3.5 to $4 million general fund. It's a substantially greater amount in project funds. I don't recall them all offhand, but I'd say it's something like $25 or $30 million added back into, maybe $20 million added back into design.
That was where we cut about.
It was a 30% cut.
It had been more than that. Oh no, design and construction was.
Was it
37 to 45%. So you're knocking it down to a reduction below the governor's level.
Well, it's now reinstated at the governor's revised level.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. In its entirety, throughout from the whole beginning on page 42 through. The last item, Mr. Chairman, is planning and programming from lines 11 through 14. And this was really the addition of roughly $2 million to the House figure.
How does that compare to the governor's adjusted debt?
It is still below the governor's debt.
By how much?
About $4.5 million.
That's it.
That completes all the changes. This also includes, in this budget, also includes, is the last, should be almost the last page of the fiscal notes. I think we have a correct, do we have a corrected copy of this one? Would you please throw this one away, and Becky will check.
The one you have.
I'd like the record to show also that this is part of the budget. The motion was before you to accept the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 744. The first debate.
Question.
Yeah, on the page 54 of the budget that I've got in my hand here. Okay. You got the same one I've got, Al.
Yeah.
The following appropriations are for operating expenses. Well, this is the section where we appropriate funds for fiscal notes. And I see that the third item there is a appropriation of $95 million for House Bill 121. It's my understanding that I'm not sure why that appears there.
Remember, one of these things in three conferences, what we do is we track and place all the bills that pass the both House or just pass the House on it and place them in there. If they do not pass on either side, if the exception fails, it'll be just vetoed and just fall off. And I believe that's that correction, Jay, on those listing all the bills on page 54?
Mr. Chairman. I think that's redundant to this, and this would be the one that would be controlled.
Sure, that's been superseded by the...
I see.
So we're this crossing this out then.
Yeah.
Right.
These don't count.
Right. I think that's a complete list as opposed to revised.
Just rip it off and throw it away.
54 through 57. 257.
54 through 57.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to quickly go over this list of bills that you're including the funding for here. I noticed there's a lot of bills that have passed the House that aren't included on this list. And, curious as to why, as an example, you aren't including the bills that were passed this the other night that reorganized the Department of Transportation. Or fiscal notes that were carried with those. So by passing this list only, does that mean you're writing that legislation off and not having any expectation that it'll pass, or that it's not a priority of the House anymore?
The reason is passing the House, we don't know what it's going to do over Senate to be assigned to different committees. We think that'll be set to Senate Transportation, maybe a couple of committees, and then perhaps not be able to come out of the Senate.
Mr. Chairman, in addition to that, the sponsor of those bills, although the Finance Committee did, we had this discussion on the floor, although the Finance Committee did pass those out, there was a discussion that there was concern by the committee that they were too high, and the chairman of the Transportation Committee denies that the cost would be that, and in fact didn't think there would be a cost associated with those bills.
Well, one of them went from made it go from 3 regions to 5 regions, so there would be some cost. This committee approved the $9 million fiscal note. There's a transportation package that passed this House that, and many of these other bills are sitting in the Senate and haven't passed yet, so you're assuming or you're hoping that some of these will pass, yet the transportation, the Department of Transportation reorganization was not even considered in this list of bills, let alone the $9 million or not. You're saying you're just giving up on that, and probably several other bills that may at one point have been earmarked as a priority. Now you're at least admitting that you have no further interest in some of those bills.
I have interest in all those bills, but I can't say for certain where they go into the Senate. And if I knew they were going to come out real fast, that would make the whole list longer. And the language on page one would take care of if they do fail.
Well, here's a bill that just passed yesterday. Operation of implements of husbandry upon the highway. That certainly hasn't got past the Senate yet either. My point is that some of these that are in here, you're not sure about their fate either.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So you're leaving some out for some reason. That reason must be that you don't expect them to pass. And they aren't priorities of the House.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know why you keep saying that they're not priorities of the House. I think you've explained it adequately several times. It's a question of whether or not you make a judgment that they're going to pass the Senate. If the member feels that they're going to pass the Senate, maybe you should make that point. Do you feel the transportation bills are going to pass the Senate?
Well, my point is I don't think anybody ever expected them to, but the coalition deal about passing them. I think by this year, you just write them off. I'm not sure what else is missing from this list, but apparently you've gone through it. You're funding the bills you at least have interest in funding should they pass. So that's any other bills that do pass that aren't on this list won't be funded. We all know that you can put a lot of bills on here, and then if they don't pass, they just don't get funded.
Question
before us.
Any further debate on it?
Call for sure.
Representative Checkwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sort of disappointed the compromise has been such that the fiscal note increased rather dramatically, although there were some projects that I supported that were cut during our time here a while back. I haven't really heard the rationale behind the opponent or proponent of this budget here by a member that was so opposing to the budget cut. I'd like to hear the rationale behind, if he has any reason to, why he would support the, I'm referring to Representative Cotton here. I haven't heard any objections to the increase of the reinstatement of some of the budgets here. I'd be interested if you care to deliberate.
Yeah, I sure would. In fact, I'd like a full hearing on all the items that were changed, Representative Chuckwell. I think we ought to discuss them very carefully.
Well, my point is, Mr. Chairman, is you haven't opposed to any budget increase here this evening.
Well, if I could have the chance to go through these and evaluate them, as they should be evaluated, Representative Chuckwell, I'd probably be very glad to do that. I think that the evaluation of the changes that have been made hasn't been presented, hasn't been considered by this committee. The chairman has admitted that he went to a room by himself and then put this budget together without any discussion from anybody. And I'm not prepared at this time to do a complete evaluation of the, what was it, how much did you add to it?
On this one?
Yeah, over the last, the original budget.
With the increase in salaries, with the salaries came to approximately $26 million plus approximately eight and other funds for a total of $36 million for the pay raises and probably another $30 million perhaps for different programs.
So the difference in general fund appropriations between House Bill 666 that has passed the House as opposed to Senate Bill 744, the difference in general fund appropriation is how much?
$46 million.
And how many additional employees?
It's the same ones that you were protesting about that was in the government's amendment. So all we're passing is the government's amended budget as far as the position count is concerned.
You don't know how many new employees you've added?
I know how many I'd like to have in House 66. I can tell you there.
But
I got 14,072 in my budget.
But you don't know how many are in this budget?
I don't think the governor knows either.
You know how many you've authorized?
On this particular deal?
Yeah.
Not at this time. I think it's close to 15,000.
Close to 15,000. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. You know, Representative Checkwork wants to know whether I'm for or opposed to it. I think the whole process doesn't allow, that's the whole point, the process doesn't allow for an examination. of what has been done here. In 1 hour, you're rewriting the whole budget that it took you, what, 80 days to write to begin with.
Correct.
Why can't be done anymore?
I'll let somebody else, you know, refer questions to me here instead of mumbling across the room.
Mr. Chairman, I think it is equally, if not more, irresponsible for not to object to any increase that we've had here. I haven't heard any single objection from you as a member of this Finance Committee, although I've heard some arguments by the other members of the minority party that have continually argued against the budget cut. And we've, I believe, have a heck of a good job of evaluating each category and coming up with the budget that we have come up with.
You mean this one right here?
Well, prior to this. And now, of course, obviously, we're up, as it was indicated earlier, a compromising situation that we're up against now. So my contention is, I think it is equally, if not worse, to be irresponsible not to even object to any increases, as well as you objected to the decreases that were made.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right, Representative Chuck Ruck. In fact, I'd like to go back through this whole budget and discuss each line item again, and I'll show you where I'll object to it, if that's what you'd like me to do. I don't think the rest of your committee wants me to do that. I think they're in a hurry to get this budget out of here. I think that I object to one person writing the budget, coming back in here, and then the rest of the 10 people on the committee not having a single question about it. I mean, another person might suspect that the budget was written behind closed doors, that the budget was prepared in a secret, you know, closed door caucus and agreed to there, and then brought out here for the purpose of letting the public see, you know, the actual changes, trying to shout me down when I ask questions. And you know, you're suggesting I'm not raising any objections. Damn right I'm raising objections to the whole process that's being carried out here. And if you don't think that I'm objecting, well, I'll say it again, I object to the budget that you're presenting here. I'm objecting to the process that you're using. I'm objecting to the lack of public scrutiny to a almost $2 billion document.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if I really believe him or not. Member.
Mr. Chairman. I don't think members should be debating this way.
Well, let me finish my point here. We've already gotten into it, and we might as well finish it out. The point I'm making is you have set a precedence in the method which you objected, line by line, as we went through the budget, and now you decide to change your style all of a sudden to the objection in the end here, rather than as we went through the budget here.
Representative Cuddy, Senator Fuller.
Mr. Chairman, I usually don't disagree with my with other coalition member, but I think that the representative from Eagle River has been working very much with us on this hearing process, and I also would have to agree with Representative Carney. I hate to have people around the committee saying they don't believe another committee member here when they make a statement.
Representative Fuller?
For the sake of cutting off debate, I call for the question.
Question. Question has been called for. All in favor of moving on House Committee substitute.
Mr. Chairman, I object to cutting off the debate because I haven't finished objecting. I think Chuck Buck raised a good point, but I can, you know, I can see where I'm going to get rolled. So, you know, I'll allow that to happen and allow Jackie to get the exasperated look on his face and let you guys get back to business here.
That's what I'd like to do.
All in favor of the motion, signify by raising your hand. Opposed? Let it show that House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 744 has passed. I'd like Representative Cotton that I'm going to send a letter in case we do come back and we do get into free conference, that I would like three names from the minority so that the majority can pick somebody to go on the conference committee or the free conference, whatever it may be. And that takes care of the night. House Finance is adjourned. House Finance, please come to order. Let the record show we have a quorum. The first bill I'd like to take up is Senate Bill 42, Village Safety Water Program. In your packet, you have a House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 42, Finance. It's entitled An Act Appropriating for Village Safe Water Projects and Urban Water and Sewer and Solid Waste Facility and Providing for an Effective Date. But these three bills that we have this afternoon is bills to be placed on the ballot for the bonds. Is Representative Meekinson, who was on the bond committee. What I think the bond committee tried to do was try to hit all areas and try to limit it within the $60 million appropriation. As you know, on this appropriation, Anchorage took 75% of it, and then the other two were probably for the including a water project, I believe.
How's this going to show up? Is this going to be is the transportation bond going to stand by itself in the valve?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
You have three different bodies.
Right.
Three separate
bodies. You guys check out whether you can change it.
Yeah.
An authorization bill to an appropriation list.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things, it's difficult for that.
Why don't you just make them bond issues here? Why are you just the rules committee?
You can't do it here.
Why not?
You can't.
If you can make it into an appropriation bill, you can make it into a bond issue.
So that's what we're planning to do.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Kiney?
How many legislators are there in Anchorage?
24.
24 House members?
16 no, House. 16 House and 8 Senate.
Is this joint Senate and House?
That's what it would be if they passed it. Out of the 60.
So I'm just trying to figure out, it looks like, you know, because I asked for two for Wasilla, and it looks like a lot for Angry. You said there's 24?
Well, there's 16 House and 8 Senate. There's 24 out of the 60. Yeah. 24 60s.
Well, even assuming that this is a joint deal, that means $2 million apiece for each Anchorage member. How was that allocation made? How was it?
I think it was just made by just the hearings they had on water and sewer projects in Hess Committee. I don't know if in Anchorage it was just the ones that the projects probably was brought up. I don't know on this equipment water project. Where is Representative Meekins that place this together, please?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Hilbert?
Yeah, if it's the overall thing that I'm interested in, not just the one thing. If we're going to go by item, I'd be more interested in seeing the fairness represented throughout the whole bond bill rather than saying X number at one. You know.
What do you say?
Well, in other words, we're going to have about four or five or six of these bond bills, right?
Yeah.
And maybe losing some and gaining others. I don't know how you'd make it for capital thing out of it. I mean, one. The needs vary in any way they do in my district.
I'm just talking about it. Yeah. Distribution is all I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If Cretula has something in here someplace, a big number on the Senate side, bonding it, that equalizes, I don't have a problem with it. But if you figured, if you're talking about the 24 people in Anchorage, including senators, 2 million apiece, that means Joe and I should get four. I don't know what's going on.
I think perhaps maybe the senator has the $3 million in Valdez commercial boat harbor, if that's his district. That's what Bernie's trying to say, a different place. Rips and Cuddy.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be very pleased if we were to reallocate all of the different spending programs on a per capita type distribution, including the capital budget and a lot of other things. And I think there's a lot of areas that Anchorage is getting less than its per capita share, and if it's getting more than its per capita share here, I'm sure that it's more than made up in a lot of other areas.
One of the things that you have to remember, Representative Cuddy, if the revenue that was generated that went to the state coffers was generated from the urban 36th and C Street, then I wouldn't mind that, but it's generated from the rural areas. Representative Chetwa?
I think it would be more reasonable and intelligent if we based on per square mile per district rather than
here.
Mr. Chairman, I think what all of us are doing is saying there's lots of different ways for basing this, and I can make lots of arguments my direction. I'm sure you can make yours your direction, but I don't think we have time for getting into some of those areas. But I guess I would disagree with Representative Carney and some of his concerns, but for us to get out of here in a timely manner, we're going to have to make some compromises. And I feel like from the Anchorage area, we've made an awful lot of compromises in a lot of areas. And if it appears that the Anchorage area is getting more than its per capita share in this area, I've seen a lot of areas that it's getting less than its share. And I think in a spirit of compromise, we can go out and move on.
Gibson, Kynes, and Hilbert.
Well, I've set the guidelines. Someone else indicated it had to do with so much. I think it was going to be fair distribution by representation, not by population.
Griffith and Cotton, do you have a question?
Oh, I just haven't got the other bond package yet.
There's only two at this time. The third one isn't out of the printer yet. Griffith and Cotton,
how much is that one going to be?
I really don't know.
Well, not 60.
I'll know this. About 40.
40 million, that's for rural schools?
Yeah, I think that's all.
Is that the other one?
Yeah, and University of Alaska Anchorage.
Oh, they're going to be combined?
Yes. Representative Hilbert, I'm sorry.
Well, Mr. Chairman, what happened here a couple of years ago was that they tried to take this bond package and go down through it as a per member per capita member basis and tried to equalize it out. In that end, if they want to do that in the operating budget, what they'd have to do is they'd have to take a whole lot more money in certain areas of the district. It's Congate, Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Juneau. And then you take the loans, which we get, last year I think it's 400 and some odd million, and I noticed my district got less than a million out of that. If you had to take all these things and distribute it equally, we might can do it fair. But when it comes to any kind of capital or bond, you just can't do it in that complete method. Because there's other.
I don't have a problem with any other distribution. I just think that a million of the 48 in Anchorage should be in Wausau. That's all. Because I think that the people in the rural areas, except for Wausau, is getting taken care of too well. I don't think that Anchorage. But I'll shut up,
A big part of this $48 million is in Representative Carney's district. We're taking water from his district and bringing it down. So the facility's going to be put up in the there, which is really pipe the water in.
Well, why don't we just pipe the sewage? You guys do it again, double.
You never know. You got her back.
Good comment.
You saved me, Sam.
One more question. I don't know if Meekin didn't hear, but is the $48 million for Anchorage
based on solid figures that you have to have that in the project you're working on, or is that just a figure that you arrived at on the basis of what you thought was fair?
Representative Cotton, can you answer that? Because your district has been very much involved with the Senate on working on numbers with that for a couple of years on the Kootenai Water Project. And I know that District 8 has been working on this project.
Yeah, there was, I think it's $6 million in capital budget, so they can get started this year. And I think the cost figures show that I'm not even sure this is going to do the whole project, is it? Joe?
Might not.
Mr. Chairman, it isn't going to do the whole project, and in response, yes, each one of us did kick in between $500,000 and $1 million out of our capital budgets just to get this thing online, cash out of our capital budget into this kind of thing.
This one project?
This one project, I know out of mine, a third of my budget went to Kootenai, and I think a lot of people put large percentages of their capital just to get a Kootenai online out of their capital portion of the budget. And my understanding is this 48 certainly is not going to finish the job, is the information I have. But we have put a lot of our money immediately out of the capital budget into this to get it going.
I think it's unfortunate that we haven't had, and you guys are going to think I'm just dragging you around, we haven't had a hearing on the Kootenai Water Project. I think there's a couple of alternatives that have been discussed but haven't been brought up because there hasn't been a forum to bring them up. The Water Resources Board just met in Juneau last week, and they suggested the Ship Creek aquifer could satisfy a lot more of Anchorage's needs, but that we need to adjudicate that and have the state take some action with the federal government to allow us to go in and take more water out of that Ship Creek Valley there. But so far, the military just won't let us do it because the state hasn't moved ahead on it. So I think that should have been at least investigated before we committed in excess of $50 million to this whole project. I know that Anchorage needs the water. We've had several dry years. We're going to need it, but some people are suggesting that there's plenty of water and we could drill some wells in that Ship Creek aquifer. I drilled a well there, our company did several years ago, and that's the last one that they allowed us to drill, but it was a 48-inch piece of pipe stuck in the ground. It's taken out several million gallons a day, and there's more water there, so at least there's a possible alternative to this whole project.
Gibson, Kiney?
I think I figured out a way to solve this. Man, the world is sharp, 12.7 back in the water.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question? Well, who put this together? I mean, who put these bond packages together?
That is not your
Representative Meekins.
Well, boy, sure didn't consult me because the priorities I got here just don't make sense.
Well, Representative Hilbert, that was off the water and sewer bill that went through different committees there.
No, you know.
And they thought that was your priority.
No, they got them wrong here. It's not the same. They're all mixed up. They didn't see me at all.
What's the pleasure of the committee?
I was here till 1:30. What are you talking
Mr. Chairman, about? I move the report to commit the bill out.
There's a motion to move out House Committee 14. Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 42, Finance.
When?
There ain't nothing in there for me.
No, I ain't.
Is there any objections?
Object.
There's objection.
I just object too. I think that what you're going to do is you're going to find that I don't understand why you're making an appropriation. We don't obviously don't have the money, so it's a sort of a shell game where you're going to send us the rules, and then they're going to make a bond out of it. And then somebody's going to stand up on the floor and say, hey, all bond issues have to go to the finance committee, so then you're going to have to, you know, run up with that, and you have to just do it here. Make a bond issue out of it here instead of making, I don't understand why you're doing that step process. Okay. It doesn't make
any sense. We'll check on that legal wording on it before we come back, because we're going to have to recess to come on back.
Yeah, that's a technical question, but I don't understand why.
We'll check on that.
Why you're doing it that way.
No. There's a motion before you. All in favor of the motion signify by raising your hand. All opposed? Motion carries. The last one we're going to take up is Senate Bill 205. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 205, Finance. It makes an appropriation for transportation facilities and providing for an effective date.
The only question question I have is on the
Representative Cotton.
Jack, on the when you're putting the, you got the bond language together, I wonder how it appears on the ballots. Does it just show 43 million for several projects, or does it list on the ballot the actual projects? I just wonder whether or not the anybody gave any thought to the fact that Anchorage realizes that they're completely left out of this particular issue, that there may not be any support for it in South Central Alaska, and I just wonder if that's been considered.
I think the projects would be listed as transportation and the projects listed Riffin Cotton. I do realize what your concerns are, that if there is nothing in there for Anchorage, that perhaps the bond issue would be vetoed or fail. Representative.
I wouldn't ask if I had input into this particular legislation. I do have road field, but my issue is I'd like some bonded. Are you operating within some sort of top number on this one?
What the top number was between the three was just $150 million even on Representative Carney, between the three packages. And that's why you got the difference.
Where's Funny River? Keenak
They have put together four Senate bills, in which includes $650 million in bonds that's coming off the Senate side.
But it's going to be the House position that we're going to have $150 million is all that we're, as part of our negotiation, that's where we're offering up.
That's correct, Representative Cotton.
Was it, Mr. Chairman, was it some kind of trade-off to Anchorage on the sewer system?
True.
I didn't take any here.
I can't answer that. We'd have to ask Representative Meekins that Representative Carney.
No, that's what
Frank
was. Well, my district is chock full of Anchorage workers, and maybe Anchorage doesn't need roads, but I sure do.
What's the pleasure of the group?
Chairman, I move that we move out SB 205 with individual recommendation.
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 205. Finance is before you. There's a motion to move it out. Is there objection? No objection. Senate Bill 205 will recess till 2:30. Finance is in recess. The House Finance will please come to order. Before you have House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 365, Finance. One of the technical questions that was asked before recess was asked by Representative Cotton regarding if we should put these from appropriation into a bond package. Representative Meekins, do you have time to check on that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The concern has been, we're talking to Representative Mr. Bill Barrier, legislative attorney, that it really wasn't so much a single subject problem as it was a problem for the bond council when they when they sign off on the bonds, that it should be a two-stage procedure, that you can take an appropriation bill and you can, under the rules, you can amend that no matter what it is to a bunch of transportation appropriations. That would be no problem. But if you amended it directly to a bond issue, you'd have a single subject problem. So you have to go from one appropriation to a list of appropriations and then to a bond issue. And I just made the assumption that you had to do that in two separate committees. And calling Mr. Barry, who said, no, that wouldn't be any problem. You could, as long as you did the two-stage, as long as you made two different motions, one to make it into an appropriation bill and then on to a bond bill, you could do it. But he said he thought that we should check it with bond counsel, so we called Wolfsburg and Flint, and they indicated they have no problem with that procedure at all. The history of the bill doesn't really matter to them that much, as long as we haven't violated the single subject prohibition. So that I think it would be possible to make a motion to have a committee substitute, which would be a list of appropriations, and then to follow that with a motion to turn it into a bond issue.
Okay. Okay, what I'd like to do is deal with this particular bill at this time, 365, then at the end make a motion that includes all of the three appropriation into a bond bill.
Into three different bond bills?
Three different bond bills, yes, Representative Cotton. Is there any questions regarding this this particular bill? Yeah, 365. Representative Carney?
Same kind of question, Mr. Chairman. Where would the priority to the university take?
Representative Meekins?
Mr. Chairman, we've had a real problem getting a list of different people's priorities. The governor's not ready yet, or at least aren't available to the House. The Senate also, for one reason or another, is not available to the House. So trying to put together a comprehensive bond package that would allow for all the different priorities of three bodies and different people in those bodies has been impossible. And so up until yesterday, we were just... And even though you don't have the information, or else not have a bond issue this year. And I, talking to a few people, seemed to be people felt like would rather have some bond issue rather than nothing. However, the House was in session, and as you know, we can't have a committee meeting while we're in session. Can't even have a subcommittee meeting while you're in session. And we were in session until about 1:30 or so. So the way we worked this was to take everything that we had in terms of requests and send it up to the staff that was working and tell them to try to put together something that could be seen as a bond package, and just sort of working long distance on it. And that's the procedure that was used. It's not really the best procedure. I would have to agree with that. But the question of whether or not there should be a bond package or whether you're not going to do it, since essentially the other two parties that usually get together and work out the decisions and have the information on what priorities are and what the needs are, weren't willing to work with us, weren't even willing to get the list. So it wasn't possible to do it in the normal procedure.
Our Massachusetts College was built in at the time, and they put in an agricultural facility there for teaching agriculture. And that would have been my request for this sort of bond proposal. But no one ever informed me that I had the option of making that request. And I see that, you know, there's money for student housing, you know, community college at Custom, Anchorage, Kenai, and Fairbanks. And, you know, I presume it's an oversight that I wasn't asked, and I'll have the opportunity to
present it
for you.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Meekins.
Well, everybody's got a different opinion of what's going to happen with this session and how it winds down. Under at least a couple of the possible scenarios for the end of the session, there would certainly be, I think, room for changes on the bond package. if by some reason a bond package ends up at $400 million, I don't have to go through them. I think we know what the different possibilities are in terms of the session wind down or eventual end. Certainly be room for accommodation from a logistical point of view. I think I'd have to take the blame, Representative Carney, for not making you aware of the other things that were in here, so that maybe you might want to try to add on to them. I think we did talk about the bond issues, but not about this specific one, and so that's probably how we didn't get the information from you. But I know I did get at least one very small thing from you.
Well, I appreciate the work you've done, and I have no complaint about the method you're using. I just wanted to know, check and see, what the procedure is going to be, because if we move this from here, I have the option of either trying to amend it now or trying to add my request in a later date. I prefer to wait if that option exists. So I'm going to move the bill.
Mr. Chairman, there's some questions. I assume it's going to be, I don't know if you have the number already generated, or you probably have to do some work to get that. Is that correct?
I have the number, but I just don't have it at my fingertips right now. I can get it for you in a few minutes.
Representative Cotton.
Yeah, I think it's clear that you don't expect this to be the final package. Mm-hmm. Sort of exercise going through to say that we pass some bond issues. And obviously, there's other things that the governor has proposed, like a $20 million classroom in Anchorage. I know that you're in favor of that appear in here. So I'd say that this is just a, not going to argue about it. Doesn't mean anything.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Meekins.
I move that we adopt the House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute Assembly Law 365, which is a listing of appropriations to various university, school district, and educational center construction and field budgets.
Is there any objection? If not, we have adopted. Representative Meekins, I need a motion to have separate bond package on those three.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we prepare a committee substitute transforming the committee substitute we just adopted on HCS for CS percent bill number 365 finance into a bond authorization.
And also, with the other two.
Want to take them one motion? Or
three? One motion.
Also, there would be, I don't think I got the right numbers here. Oh, 365, 205, and 42. Are those?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Those would be the three. Transform them to bond
offering. Everybody understand the motion? Ripson, Copper?
Yeah, I just amend that to say that part of the motion that as the bonds appear on the ballot in November, that all projects being the allocation also be listed on the ballot. Projects be listed on the ballot.
Is there any objection? No objections. The amendment is accepted. Is there any objection to the main motion? If not, so ordered. House Finance is.
Is it being put into the general obligation?
It will be transformed into the general obligation bond issue rather than general fund.
Came out.